I want to thank everybody for getting on the call, and I want to encourage everybody to bring other guests on the call, and certainly to encourage the new people, and reach out to them, you know, a few minutes before the call and remind them as they establish new habits and patterns. But as people are calling in from everybody and we hear the team that's come together, I'm just honored to be a part of what's happening here, and I want to thank everybody.
Now we're going to go into what we call the invitation.
Folks, this is the most important part of the business, and you're going to hear some redundancy here, and we've been nailing this pretty hard over the last couple weeks, and what we're trying to do is get a good recording, but more importantly, what we're trying to do is have this available so that you don't have to go into teaching mode. What we don't want is a brand new person thinking they have to teach this. What we want is to have the tools available, so we're going to go over this until we get it right.
Not that we're not getting this right, but this is the invitation guide. It's the main fundamental part of building your business. The list and the invitation are the two things you have to have or have to be able to do in order to have a successful and a business. You don't have to learn how to do a presentation. You just have to learn how to invite people to take a look at this business. So I'm going to go over first some of the points about an invitation, or maybe what you might think of as the do's and don'ts. First and foremost, it's the most important part of our system. You need to learn to become a master inviter, not a master presenter. If you don't get this part right, then nothing else is going to matter. So I want you to practice it in your home, just so it's natural, just so it's a part of you. You need to make it your own. So practice it to a chair, a desk, your mother, your father, your dog, your cat, whatever it takes, so that when you invite someone to take a look at this amazing business, it sounds just like you. You want to keep it short, less than a minute. The less you say, the more you're going to make. When you do an invitation, you want to have a sense of urgency. Stand up, be in a rush, be excited. Your excitement, your enthusiasm are what's going to sell people on taking a look. The less you say, the more you're going to make. And I know in the beginning, sometimes it's awkward. You might feel a little bit like a fool or get off the phone and say, I can't believe I said that, but that's okay, because anytime you start something new, you don't do it, you know, as a skilled person. But if you're inviting and you're not getting the results that you want, say you've done 10 invitations and nobody's taken a look, or 20 invitations and nobody's agreeing to take a look, then you need to stop the inviting and you need to call your SC, your EC, your NC, and talk to them about what you're doing. We don't want you to get really good at doing the wrong thing. We want you to get really good at doing the right thing. But remember, above all, you're inviting them just to take a look. You are not inviting them to join. And if you can get this concept into you, you'll be much more successful because it takes all the pressure off of it. When you do your invitation, don't ever slide in the back door. What we mean is don't invite somebody over for dinner and then after dinner say, oh, by the way, and tell them you started a business and you want them to look at it. That feels kind of slippery, and a person often feels used, like you really didn't value their friendship and you really just wanted to show them your business. If you're going to invite somebody over for dinner and you want to show them the business, make sure when you do the invitation, you clearly let them know that you're going to run a business idea by them, and hey, why don't we do it over dinner? That way they know what the dinner is all about. Don't use words like opportunity, just started, or you'd be good at. Those sound needy. Don't start your invitation with like, hey, I've got a great opportunity that I just started and you'd be really good at it. You'll find people running the other way if you do your invitation using words like that. And don't start your invitation with, so who's your electricity provider? Who's your gas provider? We never, ever, ever start with the customer part. We start with a business idea. You have to know what you've got your hands on. You have to know that this really works. You want to get this business from your head and into your heart. And if you do that, your invites will be amazing. If you're feeling that this won't work, then when you do your invitation, it's going to show.
We're going to talk a little bit about the different aspects of the invite. And some of it is just the thought process around it. Some of it is the actual rote mechanical words. And some of it is the actual part of it that is considered the psychology behind it. One of the thoughts that I want to share with people is Tony Robbins had an interesting perspective on it. What he said in a video, it was just a little tiny blurb. He said when two people with rapport, in other words, they're communicating in a conversation, The one with the most confidence always persuades the other one. So how does this relate to ambit? First and foremost, you have to have a rapport with the person. The closer you are to finding out the why, the more effective this whole process will be. And that begins with a conversation. Now, in the real world, 100% people are pretty convinced that network marketing does not work, or at least it won't work for them. When we come into the business as new business owners, there's a tiny little bit of hope and maybe a shred of belief that maybe this is real this time and that this is different, and maybe that it's real for us. And we go to our best friends and our family, the ones that love us the most. They don't know a thing about this business, and they're telling us it won't work. And they're 100% convinced. They come at you with that'll never work, and that's a scam, and all this dialogue, and they don't know a thing about it. They basically eat your lunch. And what they're really telling you is it won't work for you. And it's so hurtful, and we're so vulnerable when we come into this. This is the way we enter the business, very, very vulnerable. Remember, the only reason we call somebody up is to book an appointment. I want to share this thought process with you. When we call somebody up or we're having a conversation, the only reason we ever talk about ambit is not to talk about ambit. It's to schedule an appointment. In other words, in any conversation that you're having with somebody, we don't start with energy savings. We don't start with any of the dialogue that you think you might start with. We only are calling them to schedule an appointment, or the conversation is, hey, listen, I got a business idea I want to run by you, and I need to schedule some time with you. That's the end of the conversation other than booking the appointment.
So what we're going to really talk about here, we're going to break this down into the different thought process around the invite. One aspect is the actual words, the rote mechanical dialogue, the scripts per se. So we'll go over those in just a minute. And I don't want you to think of them as scripts. I want you to take them and make them your own. The second thing we're going to talk about is the thought process. What are we trying to accomplish here? What is the goal? And then the third thing is psychology behind this. Who's in control?
Remember, the overriding thought process around here is the less you say, the more you make. So there's several books that we're going to talk about throughout this conversation, and they're very important as you begin to have conversations with people. One of the best scripts or invites, and they will feel like a script or invite with your friends and family because they know you, they know how you talk. So as you begin to share this idea with people, the very best short version you can say to your friends and family, your closest spheres of influence, your brother, your sister, your mother, is, hey, are you home now? I'm coming over. The scripts and the dialogue are all over in the back office. There's a lot of different ways you can broach the subject. But don't come at it with, hey, do you keep your options open for a secondary income outside of or in addition to what you're currently doing? They're looking at you like they've just been abducted by the aliens. You want this to be a natural segue into, I've got something I need to share with you. It's a business idea. They'll always come back to you, what do you got? And that conversation is a very, very slippery slope. When you begin talking to people, we often start down that slope when they ask you what it is and say, well, there's a lot of different dialogue you can have here. It's a business idea. Repeat what you said. If you come into this conversation with a sense of urgency, you can go into scheduling an appointment a lot quicker. In other words, I'm in a little bit of a rush now. I've got a business idea I want to run by you. They'll say, what is it? You say, well, like I said, I'm in a bit of a rush. I'd like to schedule some time. And then give them either an option, Tuesday or Friday, what works better. We could spend a lot of time on the dialogue for scheduling an appointment, but I want you to understand, all we're doing is calling somebody up or having a brief conversation on scheduling an appointment to look at a business idea. Don't dance around the issue. Be very bold and be very direct, because if you become evasive, they sense something's wrong in that conversation. Just know what you're trying to accomplish and go at it from that perspective.
So when you are calling them up to do an invite, you need to know what you're inviting them to. Are you inviting them to a one-on-one? Are you inviting them to a home show? Are you inviting them to a one-on-one over the phone? Are you inviting them to a weekly business presentation? What Jim and I found most, what we found is the best chance for success is to work first on an invite for a one-on-one. That's where you sit down with someone over coffee at their house, at a Panera Bread, at a Tim Hortons, but you only are going to schedule a one-on-one as your invite if they're close to you. I mean, 20 minutes or less. You don't want to drive an hour to go do a one-on-one and then spend 45 minutes with them and then drive an hour home, because what you do from the very first moment you call someone up starts in motion that duplication process. And they may really like what they see, but they'll be saying to themselves, I don't have time to take 3 hours out of my schedule to drive somewhere to show somebody this business. But if they're close, you're going to invite them to a one-on-one where you show them the business presentation in person. Now, if you're at a distance, or even if they're close and they're balking at getting together for a cup of coffee, you're going to invite them to do what we call a one-on-one over the phone. And this is where you're going to call them up, and you're basically going to ask them, when can they get at their computer? Does tonight work at 8 or tomorrow at 7? You're going to book an appointment to meet them at the computer. You do not give them your website or whatever presentation tool you're using to show them the business. All you do is set the appointment. You will give them the website that you're using to show the business when they are sitting at their computer. The other thing you might be inviting them to is to a home show. And we always like to do home shows when we get a new person started. Like Jim said, the friends and the family are often the hardest. So we like to pull the friends in and the family in at one time so that you don't tell one family member and then before you can get to the next one or the next one, that first one goes out and tells everybody what you're up to. Now, when you're getting somebody to take a look at the video, you want to make sure that it's the video, when you're getting someone to look at the website, you want to make sure it's a website that's available online so that they can also look at it from their house. When we are using the video, we're using it as a filter. Whenever you show this business, you want to make sure it's duplicatable. So if what you're using can't be repeated instantaneously, then it probably shouldn't be used. Any DVD that you're using to show this business presentation to somebody with should also be available online, because you can't call someone up on the phone who lives in a different state or who lives an hour away or even down the road and say, hey, get to your computer. They won't have the DVD to look at. That would work if you were in person, but again, it needs to be something that's duplicatable. You have to set in motion a pattern of duplication instantaneously right from the invite.
So let's get this right. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the dialogue you can use to scheduling an appointment. You have your closest spheres of influence and just be bold and direct. Hey, are you home now? I'm coming over. It does work best if you go to them secondarily, but just as important, make sure if you're working with couples that both of them are present when you do this. Also, if you can get someone on the phone, you can initiate this conversation and an actual presentation right there on the phone. But don't ever go into talking about Ambit. It does not work. As quickly as you can make a connection with them, and you can do that very, very quickly in a conversation, it might be something, listen, we haven't visited in a long time. I'd love to catch up, but I've got a business idea I want to run by you. Are you by the computer, and is Betsy there? In other words, that's an invitation to look at a business idea right now. Are you at your computer? If they're not, that's the end of the conversation until you book a time to get with them, and I give them an either or when they both can be there. And those are working real well for us, because it does create an incredible sense of urgency. When you call somebody up and you say, listen, I got this business idea I want to run by you, you're standing up, your cadence is a little faster, you're excited about what you have your hands on. And quite frankly, it will come through that way, because more often than not, we're nervous. I want to talk about this fear that we have when we're talking on the phone or we're making these phone calls. This fear that we have is what stops people from building the business. It's fear of rejection. It's fear of failure. It's how we internalize this response that we get from people about our business idea. So I want to talk a little bit about the thought process behind what we're trying to achieve here. We're calling them up to schedule an appointment or to present an idea. The thought process is we're staffing a store. So I want you to think about it. We just started at Tim Hortons. And, you know, we spent $400,000, we got bankroll, we got the building, we got all this infrastructure set up. In Ambit, we got a $1 billion idea here, and for $429, we have access to 13 states. We need to staff our store. There's a half or 55 million potential customers. We only have 1 million of them. We want to create an army of consultants to gather these consultants, to gather a few customers on the way by. we're staffing our store. Now, our list is our raw material or our stack of resumes. Not everybody, if you were staffing at Tim Hortons or any other business idea, not everybody would qualify to work in your organization. But we're going to let them decide. In other words, we're going to run a business idea by them and see where they fit into your new business idea. Some of them are just going to be customers. Some of them are going to be regional consultants. In other words, they're going to manage a couple stores for you. Some of them are going to be rock stars. Now, we would expect that we would want to give them all the opportunity to be the rock star, the person that's just going to blow up your business. But we'll never know unless we show it to them. If you start out as a customer, you're starting at the wrong end of the equation. So the thought process is we're staffing a store. We're scheduling appointments, go through a stack of resumes, and this is the next part of that conversation or the thought process behind it. As you begin to share this, we're going to borrow other people's success. In other words, we're going to use other people's story until we begin to create our own little successes and our confidence is building along the way. The psychology behind this is you're already part of a successful business. And for the people that we're working with in this organization, you're part of the fastest growing team in Ambit right now. So you're already on to something that absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt works. And all we're doing is adding to it. So when you're calling somebody up, it's not a question of whether Ambit works. We're past it. It's a billion-dollar company. You need to have posture, and you need to have a sense of what you have your hands on, and it will come out. And until you have your own success, borrow the success of others. So if you're calling somebody up, and you have this sense of urgency when you're calling them, and you have a little posture, that posture is, listen, I've got two other people I needed to talk to tonight, but I called you first. I wanted to get something in front of you, the business idea. Now, if you say something to the effect, this may not be anything you're interested in, but you might know someone, that sort of a dialogue takes the pressure off of them, like you're trying to get them in business. You just want to run an idea by it. So the psychology and the way you express yourself around this is that you have confidence in what you have your hands on. That comes through the phone. And as you begin to share this idea, remember, all you're doing is introducing a tool. That tool doesn't make a mistake. It doesn't exaggerate. It doesn't lie. And it's the same exact presentation every time. If you begin to watch this process as you're doing it and you say less, you can begin to self-correct. And over the first couple weeks, you can develop a new habit or a new pattern where this becomes very, very predictable and the outcome becomes very predictable.
I'm just going to recap basically the meat of this, of how to do an invite. Your closest sphere, the people who recognize your voice on the phone, your family member, your best friend, you're going to call them up and you're going to say, hey, are you home now? I'm coming over. I've got something to show you. Or you might say, hey, I'm working on a project. I need some input. Or maybe for your best friend, you might say, hey, I found what we've been looking for. I'm coming over. Or you might just say, I need to practice the presentation. I'm coming over and you're going to sit and listen to it. Because that's the way you would talk to your closest sphere of influence. They are always going to say, what is it? If you don't handle this right, you're going to sound evasive. So knowing that this is coming, just be prepared and just say, I'll show you when I get there. Or say, it's really visual. Or say, I've got to run you through some websites. For a home show, when you're inviting the family, you're going to tell them we're doing a business to help. You're going to tell them why. Like, we're doing the business to get our kids through college. And we just want you as our family members to know what we're doing. Might not be anything you're interested in, but come on over Friday night. I've got the coffee on or I've got the pizza on, and we're going to run this business by you. That's your closest sphere. Your next sphere of influence is your warm market. This is your biggest market. This is basically every single person on your list, everybody you know, your business associates, your children's soccer sports team parents, dentist, doctor, lawyer, everybody at church. Your list just goes on and on and on. What you want to do with this next sphere is you want to pay them a compliment. Listen, I know you've been successful in business, and I appreciate what you've done. I need to run an idea by you. I respect your opinion. It may not be anything you're interested in, but you'd be doing me a favor, and you might know someone I should be talking to. All of that is the conversation, and then now comes the invite. How about we grab a cup of coffee Saturday at 10? Or Sunday at 3, what works best? Or how about we meet up on the computer? I'll run a couple websites by you. Sunday at 8 or Saturday at 4, which one of those times can you and your spouse be at the computer? All of this is what you do to get the invite out there. Remember, don't give them the website if you're doing an over-the-phone invitation. So to recap that, you paid them a compliment. You asked them for their opinion. You took it away. I know this may not be for you, but I'm asking a favor. You're asking them a favor. And then the invite is, how about we grab a cup of coffee, Sunday at 10, Saturday at 3? Or I'm going to meet you at the computer. When can you be there? Sunday at 10, Saturday at 3. And that's how we do the invitation.
Now, what I want you to understand in that conversation is you're working with people who know you, and quite frankly, they know you for who you are, for all your shortcomings, for all the things that you've done in the past, for all your failures, and for whoever you are, and for your successes. Some people have an incredible amount of credibility, and they just call somebody up and say, get out your credit card. This is a call you've been waiting for your whole life. That doesn't duplicate very well. So once you get through your closest friends and family, this is when you'll begin to build the business. Now, I want you to understand, your biggest market is the rest of the world. Everybody you know now, you didn't at one time. The people know you for who you are. The rest of the world doesn't. When you get through your closest spheres of influence, your warm market, the rest of the world is not a cold market, because you're going to meet them in your daily activities. You're going to warm them up first so that you have a connection with them when you call them. There's tons of personal development, and I want to encourage everybody to begin reading books. And when I say that, read books like crazy. Ben Franklin said that you can develop new habits, and he says this in both the books that I'm going to recommend towards the end of the book in about a 21-day period. The conversations that you're going to begin to have can be developed, and they will be very uncomfortable at first because you have an agenda. Forget the agenda. Just go out and have conversations. Say hello to people, meet people, smile. Put yourself in an environment where you're testing the waters and you're stretching your boundaries. One of the acronyms to help you begin these conversations is FORM, Family, Recreation, Family, Occupation, Recreation, and Money or Meaning. This is just, it's the fundamentals of a standard conversation. You live around here. I'm in a position to expand some business. I'm looking for a couple people down in this area. You might be able to connect. It's just a conversation. How long you do it here? What do you do in these areas? What I want to talk about is some books that have been very, very helpful to me in the personal development category. What we're looking for as we go out, we're looking for people who are willing to learn some new skills, who are willing to stretch themselves into a new arena in their life where they can become better people, just better at helping other people, better at expressing themselves, and really about teaching and leading other people. The books that I read when we got started in the business are fundamental people books, and I've listed them a dozen different times on different media, but How to Win Friends and Influence People is a great book about people skills. How to Have Confidence and Power in Dealing with People, that's a really good book. And then How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. There's another couple books, How to Think on Your Feet, 7 Seconds to Success with People, and then all the books by Malcolm Gladwell, Blink, Tipping Point, Outliers, What the Dog Saw, and David and Goliath. Anything by John Maxwell about leadership will be very, very important as you begin to build your business. These are the people skills books that will give you somebody to work with. So why all the books? You need to learn a new skill set in the business. And for me, it was very, very instrumental in getting this off the ground. I was coming from a place where we had sold the landscaping business, and as much as we were successful, I still felt like I had to learn some new skills that were different than just being a boss or an owner of a business.
So as you guys go out this week, if you want to re-listen to this call, you'll be able to go back and listen to the recorded call on the freeconferencecall.com site, or we're going to hopefully get this posted on the website. What our goal is for you as you go out this week is just to have conversations with people. Don't think about getting them in ambit in the conversation. Just go through the family, occupation, recreation, meaning or money, and see if you can get their business card. The goal of a conversation as you're handing them your business card is to get their business card. And it just could be done on a napkin or a piece of paper. You know, at the end of the conversation, you can say, listen, I'm in a bit of a rush right now. I'd love to get your information. I've got an idea I want to run by you. As you're seeing this, offer them your card and get theirs. Don't give them your link to your website. Don't do any of that there. Don't bring up Ambit. Just do it as you're exiting. And this is how you'll create your list. And then you'll be able to call them back, remind them of the conversation that you had, and see if you can get them to meet you at the computer so you can run the website by them, use a closing call, and get your business started.
A couple tips as we wind up this call. Try to keep your social networking to a minimum, and it's just to gather phone numbers or contact information. It isn't to blast out emails or to put this out on in front of everybody. We don't do mailers. We don't do flyers. The business cards are strictly as a phone number and your contact information. It doesn't say anything about Ambit. What we want to do is control the process. We don't put signs on our cars. A couple other things as far as getting information in, new information. I use a lot of the TED Talks on personal development and on building self-esteem and self-confidence. Anything I can get with audio, be putting this information in on a daily, regular basis. Surround yourself with people who are successful in the business.